Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody, the good news about Jesus, and we're speaking today. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and we're speaking about miracle signs and wonders. We know last week we spoke on it, so we're going to be speaking about it again tonight. We're just praying and trusting that something will be done or said that will touch your heart and maybe strengthen you just a little bit, and we praise God for each and every one that's out there that's listening to us. And if you want to call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us, and we'll talk about miracle signs and wonders, and just believe God to reach out and touch you. And if there's any of you out there that needs a miracle, why, this is a time that we're just trusting that you will get your miracle in the next 30 minutes. Not because of Lloyd Yearwood, but because of who he is, and because that he said that he was the one to heal. He come to heal and to save and set free and deliver and baptize people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so we're going to be speaking on miracles, signs, and wonders. And if you got your Bibles, want to turn with us tonight to John in the 5th chapter, we're going to be starting in verse 3. It says, In these last a great multitude of withered folks of intimate folks of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. You know, at this one particular time here, the angel come down from heaven and it stirred the water up once a year. And anybody that wanted to be healed, they could get into that water, and the first one to get into it was healed. But, you know, well, let's just read it right here. For an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. You know, that lets us know that Jesus said that he's the same yesterday and forever. He don't ever change. And so the water is still troubled today. And, and whosoever get into it and step into the troubles of the water, well, then God is still healing and still giving miracles and signs and wonders to them. And that's what it's all about today. Right here we read in verse 5, it says, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Now this man, for 38 years, he had a infirmity. He couldn't get into the water. Every time he'd start to get into the water, why, somebody would step in front of him, and he wouldn't get his miracle. But, you know, Jesus come along, and it said, and when Jesus saw him laying and knew that he had been how a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? You know, Jesus asked him a question there, wilt thou be made whole? And that man, you know, he had enough of faith. He said this, he said, and immediately, the intimate man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but why I am coming another steps down before me. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. You know, that's what Jesus is telling people today. If we'll just reach out by faith, just take up our bed and walk. You know, praise God, God is looking for people to have a faith. You know, he said there in one passage of Scripture, he said, when he comes back to the earth, will he find any great faith? You know, I tell you what, it's time that we realize our faith, and we need to get it stirred up. I know I've got issues in my body that I need to a miracle from, and you know, it's my fault. It's not God's fault that I don't have the miracle that I need, but I still, it don't change the word of God. God is still God, and he still desires to do the miracles that he said that he would do. And you know, he just tells them, praise God, hallelujah. He tells them to take up the bed and walk. And you know, right here again in verse 9, it says, and praise the Lord. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. You know, praise God, on the same day it was the Sabbath. You know, the same time that Jesus told him to take up the bed and walk, he took up his bed and he walked. And you know, right here, just like a lot of people are today, says the Jews therefore said unto him that were carried, it is the same seventh day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered him, he that made him whole, and same said unto him, take up thy bed and walk. You know, praise God. That's what Jesus is telling us today. You know, we just need to take up our bed and walk, and we can walk right out of our troubles, walk right out of our problems. You know, the Bible teaches us over there in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and an evidence of things not seen. You know, if we just step into the faith and just say, yes, Lord, you said it and I believe it and I'm going to walk with it, I'm going to agree with it. You know, God is able to do that. And so I just praise God for everything that he's doing for us and what he wants to do for us. If we will just only go along with him and take him for his word and do what he says. You know, if you want to call in and got any comments or anything you'd like to say or you want prayer or anything, well, I'll call in and we'll pray for you. Just call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line and talk with us and just obey God and just have a great time in the Lord. Do you want to sing right now? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
One day while I was thinking on unseen things above, the Savior spoke unto me and filled my heart with love. I used to have some people who walked and talked with me. Since I've been converted, they turn their back on me. Some say, give me silver. Some say, give me gold. But I say, give me Jesus, who saved my dying soul. I'll take trumpet and I'll begin to blow. Oh Lord, if you will help me, I'll blow it wherever I go. I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm gonna die in the war. I'm gonna die on the battlefield with glory in my soul.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. That's Timothy Dockery singing. He does all of our singing, or most all of it. We have sometimes have other guests come on with us, but he's the main singer most of the time. So we appreciate him singing that song. So we're going to be reading in verse 12 again. Here it says, then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. You know, Jesus, he didn't, when he done a miracle, a lot of times, he didn't want his name to be made known or nothing. He done a work and he'd tell them, he'd say, don't tell them who done this. He said, in other words, paraphrasing a little bit, he'd say, tell them nothing, you know. And but they couldn't keep it a secret. They had to tell that Jesus done it. And praise God, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know that Jesus is still doing the same work that he done then. And he's telling people, you don't have to tell it, but just show it, you know. He told him there one time, he said, just go and show the priest what I've done for you. And And, you know, they went and they come back. One of them come back and give him the thanks. And he said, didn't I cleanse 10 of you? And where's the other 9? But there wasn't but one that wanted to come back and give him the praise for it. You know, that's the way it is today. God does something for people, and they won't confess it. They want to keep it to themselves. But praise God. God is asking us to receive him and receive his word. And if we receive it, then God will do something, and he will minister to us. Right here in verse 14, it says, I towards Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. You know, today God is telling us whenever he healed us, you know, go and sin no more, lest worse thing come upon you. You know, a lot of times people will get a miracle from God and they won't, they'll just go on and continue right on in the same old rut that they were in. You know, I tell them a lot of times, I didn't say this, but James 5 over there, it says there in James 5, it says, many sick among ye, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up, and if they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven of them. You know, I tell you what, it's a time to think that if your sins are forgiven, it's time that people walk rightly before God and do what God would have them to do and live according to God's word. He said, go and sin no more, lest worse things come upon you. You know, that's the reason why that a lot of people have got so many different things wrong with them is because they continue right on in their sin that God has told them that he's cleansed them from. He said he forgive you of your sins. If he's forgive you, then praise God. You need to go, I tell them, and go and be baptized in the water like Jesus did, like he told them to do over there. He said to go and teach all the nations to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. That is a great start. That's a way to get started, and that's the way to live. You know, people says, well, I can't live without sin. But brother and sister, your flesh will never please man, but your spirit better please God. It better be a perfect spirit before God. Matthew 5:48 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect. And he's telling us today that we need to have that perfect life. That is the greatest miracle, the greatest signs and wonders that we could ever have, is to have the God that come down and to touch our lives and to change us and to give us a new life. Paul said, behold, all old things passed away. I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank God we can become a new creature in Christ Jesus by just taking on his word and letting that signs and wonders and the greatest miracle that could ever happen happen to us. Let the Lord come into our lives and forgive us of our sins and our transgressions and walk uprightly before him. Walk up the way that he tells us to walk. He said, go and sin no more, unless worse things come upon you. You know, I tell you what, how much worse could come upon a man than what he's already had. Praise God. But, you know, let's go on now into the next verse. Praise the Lord. In verse 15, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. You know, see, I was telling you there, people couldn't keep it a secret. Jesus told them there, he said, in one passage of scriptures I was saying there a while ago. I can't recall the just exactly verse right now, but I could find it. It said to for us to praise the Lord. Done went blanked on that one. But anyway, God is telling us not to sin no more. And you know, we need to walk up like him and be able to, when Jesus touches and give us a miracle, we ought to be able to say, hey, Jesus done this. There ain't no other way, no other way that anybody can be healed but through the word of God and through the presence of the Holy Ghost and through the anointing of Jesus. Whenever he reaches down, he touches your life. He makes you whole. That's the reason there's cancers have been casted off from people. That's the reason that the heart trouble has been casted off from people. That's the reason diabetes has been casted off from people. Because Jesus took the 39 stripes on his back for our healing. And praise God, I'm glad to know that Jesus is the one that done that, and he loves us. He loves us enough that he's still doing that same work today. Whenever we come to the place to realize and to receive it, God is still God. He's still the same. He's never changed. Hebrews 12 and 13, I believe it is, said he's the same yesterday and forever. He don't ever change, and I'm thankful to know that. Praise God that I'm a servant, a living God that don't ever change. He ain't up one day and down the next, but he's up all the time. He's up awake. He's looking for people to call out on his name to answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's look into verse 16. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the seventh day. You see, praise God. And you know, there's still people trying to kill the presence of God because he's doing something. There's people says there's no God, but you know, the Bible said, thou fool, saying his heart, there's no God. But I'm glad to know that there is a God, and he's alive, and he's sitting on the throne in heaven. I'm glad to know that Jesus, his son, is sitting at the right hand side of the Father, making intercession for us. And I'm glad the Holy Ghost is dwelling amongst us. He lives within us. I was telling my two great nieces yesterday, I believe it was, that the Holy Ghost is a person that lives, praise God, here on the earth, but he lives in each and one of our hearts. He's all over the face of the earth, and Jesus talks to him, and he talks to Jesus, and he talks to the Father. Praise God. I'm glad that these three can be in one, and all three of them are agreeing in one, and these three are one. I praise God for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God today for the signs and wonders and miracles that God has given us to study upon and to read about and to know beyond every shadow of a doubt that he's still the same, just like that one concerned soldier over there. He was sick, and praise God, and sick unto death, but they went and come to him, and the Lord told him, said, I'll go with you today and heal him. And he said, no, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. But he said, just speak the word. Just speak the word, and he will live. And praise God, Jesus said he hadn't found no such great of faith since then. And praise God, he found that great faith. And whenever the man started back home, he met up with one of his servants, and he told him, he said, the same hour that he spoke to you. Got healed. He was healed. He's alive. He's doing great. Praise God. And you know, that's what God is still doing today. The people that will just look to him, the author and the finisher of their faith, and say, Lord, here I am. Praise God. I've got this sickness. I've got this disease. I need it delivered. And just pray and trust God. God will touch us and he will help us. I thank God I have to have his help every day to make me to survive the things that comes of my direction. But thank God, Jesus, he said that we should suffer persecution for his name's sake. And we got to suffer some of the things that comes our way. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I praise God for that. I see that we've got about 4 minutes left. We want to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for you. If you need prayer or anything, we want to pray that God will touch you and heal you. And I don't know, Brother Tim may want to sing another song. So we'll just go ahead and pray for you right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, God, you see them, God. You know the ones out there, Lord, wherever they're at, Father. Lord, you know the one that's sick and afflicted, God. We pray, Father, a special prayer for them right now. Lord, that you touch them, that you heal, that you make them whole. And, Father, Lord, that one that's lost and on its way to devil's hell, Father, we pray, God, that you will touch them. Lord, that you will save, that you will sanctify, and that you'll fill them with the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all, God. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. And we want to say that we really appreciate the broadcast here and appreciate Blog Talk Radio for letting us come on each week. And we want to just say that we want you to help tell people about the broadcast and tune in. And maybe next week there'll be some people call in and we'll just have a Bible discussion. And but I guess God just wanted the word ministered today, and so he gets what he wants, and so I just praise God for it. I just give him the glory and the honor for everything, and I give him the praise for this opportunity. Tell people out there to tune in and listen to us that we are on here by faith, and we're just trying to do what God would have us to do, and trying to tell the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ, to tell them that he is the Savior, and he will save them. He will forgive them of their sins. He will heal them. He'll make them whole. And just give him the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. And I just thank God for this opportunity. So if you call in, if you want to put a prayer request on Miracle Valley Prayer Line, call in and put it on there, and we'll be praying for you on Miracle Valley Prayer Line. Not only us, but other people tuned in and watching that, and tune in and pray for it. So God bless you, and we'll love you until you hear us again next week. Praise God.